Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Today's episode is strictly for giant slayers in God's kingdom. It's not for those who run in fear when the devil bellows out threats against them. This message is for those who know their God and stand on the covenant of their God to overcome every plot of the enemy, even to overcome and take down giants. Now, giants come in various forms. In fact, I've talked much about giants in my book entitled Break Forth. However, we're going to take you back to when the Bible said giants were first birthed in the earth and describe one particular giant that's really plaguing the world right now and how God intends on taking it down. Beware that we are going to be talking about the spirit of Nephilim, so there will be some talk of sexual things, although not very descriptive, but an overall view of what Nephilim is and what it's doing in our day. Then it says, there were giants in the earth in those days. Also after that, the Son of Man came into the women. So what they're saying is these demonic spirits came in, had sex with these women and bare men. They were called giants. The word for this, Nephilim. Now, some people were talking about, well, there's a rise of Nephilim in the earth right now. I want to tell you that Nephilim never left, that spirit of giants. Because even though it may not have the physical manifestation, that spirit still exists, and I've seen it. I've encountered it more than once, and especially recently.
Let us get right into the episode.
Jesus is asking his disciples, who do men say I am? You know that they said, you know, they see he's one of John the Baptist, some say Elias, and some say Jeremiah. And then he says, who do you see that I am? Who do you say that I am? And this has to be a key question, because however you see Jesus is how you're going to receive for him. So if you only see him as a good savior, then that's all you're going to get. You won't see the supernatural. You may be in poverty. You may be suffering. You may be sick in your body, because that's all you see. That's all you see him as, healer. But if you see him as the Son of God, like Peter said, thou the Christ, the Son of the living God, then that opens it up, because you're saying, you're not just my healer, my deliverance, you're my God, which means you hold my destiny in your hand. You hold my life in your hand. And when you look at it from that standpoint, then you can start to receive more, because you realize he's just not a nice little prophet, a nice little, you know, Jewish man that delivered historical times, but this is your God. Then we have to treat him such. And when we treat him like God, then we start receiving what God has for us. But then Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Okay? Revelation. He's blessed because he got revelation. And then he continues, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now the rock, the Lord gave me a deep revelation of rock, and we're going to go there next. But just let me tell you this. It's not Peter that the church is built on. It's the rock of revelation, the revelation that you get from heaven. That was what the church is supposed to be built on, revelation. That's what the church is supposed to be operating on, revelation. Why? As Jesus said here, here's how it works. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In other words, whatever you bind and whatever you don't allow on earth, I won't allow in heaven. That's what Jesus is saying. But whatever you do allow on earth, I will allow in heaven. So the church has allowed the nation to go buck wild. So God allowed it. We allowed them to do false, accusations of our leaders. God allowed it. Okay, now mind you, this is all negative against us because we're not doing our job. But the whole point is, we are the ones with the dominion. We're the ones that have the responsibility. Now, let me take you to where the Lord gave me this other revelation. And I can tell you how it started. And hopefully make this quick. Talking about the warfare in the spiritual dimensions, I have been seeing some things, I want to say for decades now. Never asked God how to identify it until recently it came up again. There are spirits out here that a lot of people are dealing with. This whole gender thing, this whole thing with abortion, with sexual freedom, Those have a demonic agenda. Now, people say, well, I want to be free of my body. I do what I want to do. But what the enemy is hoping you continue with that is because once you're in that environment where you're loosey-goosey with your body and what you feel and how you think, and if it feels good, do it. You're opening yourselves up to be a tool of the enemy. Now, it happened when the Lord was talking to me about Noah, and Sunday I did a message on God Found Noah. And how it hit me was when Noah was, when they were talking about how in the days, what really ticked God off that made him angry with mankind? Let's go to Genesis 6 real quick. And this is something that the Lord gave me revelation on today. It's been a continued revelation, but he hit me today with it. Chapter 6, we're talking about Noah and Noah's day. This is after Adam had fell, and it said, chapter 6, verse 1, and it came to pass that when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. Hang on to this. Females were born. Okay. Not talking about the men, just the females. That the sons of God, or the angels, these are demonic angels, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. Okay. And they chose, took them wives of each that they chose. So demon forces were starting to have sex with women. Okay, well, where did these demons come from? Okay, that's a whole other story. I'm not going to go there right now. Hold on. And God said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for he it's also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. So these demons are coming to these women, having sex with them. Then it says, there were giants in the earth in those days. Also, after that, the son of man came into the women. So what they're saying is these demonic spirits came in, had sex with these women, and bear men. They were called giants. The word for this, Nephilim. Now, some people were talking about, well, there's a rise of Nephilim in the earth right now. I want to tell you that Nephilim never left, that spirit of giants. Because even though it may not have the physical manifestation, that spirit still exists, and I've seen it. I've encountered it more than once, and especially recently. So how this came up is when I was watching the movie David, The House of David, that's on Amazon, and they were going back to the history how this happened, and it was showing this, and it hit me, that spirit. Now, according to the Bible, there's no mention of Nephilim or giants past David. David slew Goliath, and it changed everything for us. When a young man, a kid, was able to take a stone and take out a giant, the Nephilim, the one that was raping the women and having babies of women to mutilate and mutate the human gene. Okay, there's a lot of that going on now. You understand this changing of the sexes, all this stuff. It's all connected because it's wanting to mutate God's creation, wanting people to mutilate themselves and turn into something else. That's why this spirit is so prevalent in our day. It's about sex, but it's about sexual reproduction, creating another being that God didn't create. Anyway, that's what this is about. So when I was watching that movie, it hit me. David took down Goliath with a stone. And then I heard the Lord say, and we as a body have a stone. The living stone was Jesus Christ, whom the builders rejected. But he's now the chief cornerstone. And he ties it back to this, because Jesus is a rock. So we to take down the giants of our era, of these last days, we're going to have that living stone, that rock, like David, that one stone. To attack and go at the enemy with. That's the only thing that's going to work, and the giants will fall. Whether it's this Nephilim, and it is alive, and all the sexual stuff we're seeing going on, and the mutating, it's all related. So it never went away. It's just coming at us a different angle. And for those who caught up on pornography, that's another thing I saw. There are men and shabahaha who don't sleep in their beds at night. They fantasize about women they know. That is a Nephilim spirit. And so people need deliverance. They need deliverance. So you have all these things going on. And for women out there, don't be sleeping with everything that comes to you in the middle of the night. Don't be doing that, because it's a gate. It's a door. All these sexual things have to do with women. Yeah. abortion, whatever, when we had abortion, it was feeding Molech. They were using the women's bodies, refuse from the body, and giving it to a demon god. These demon gods are working with the... Satan hates us because we're human. We're like God. And we can produce God-like creatures. So what he wants to do is interrupt our reproduction, sexual, how he, every has get in there to create something God didn't create, just to say, God, yeah, you may have created man, but I'm going to recreate him into my image. So that's what's going on here. But Jesus is the rock. He's the only thing we need. And when I say that, it's not to be religious. It's just saying we need to get back to him. What he says do, who he says I are, we are to deal with this. Because that Nephilim spirit, and I had it, came at me the other day, and it was like, rumble. And the person, I said, It's like a huge, and it's senseless, like a huge monster coming at you. And it's perverted, it's sexual. I said, oh, no, devil. But the Lord is showing me Nephilim. It's about taking a woman's body and using it for demonic purposes. If God could use a virgin Mary to bring the Christ, enemy saying, I can use a virgin, I can use a child, I can use a child's body, a woman's body to bring forth what I want. And that's what's going on. But when he showed me Jesus was a cornerstone, he said, in this last day, what I saw at the end of that time frame, individuals, we were giant slayers. Meant to take out the Nephilims, to take out the Athaliahs, taking out the Jezebels, taking out all these spirits that have been here for all these years. And the reason they shot up and they're exploding right now is the enemy's desperate. People are desperate for power. As he said, our leaders right now in the country are demon-possessed. Why? They have covenant with a demonic force that they can't control. They can't control it. And that's what I saw with the Nephilim spirit. So these people who are, or who've changed, did a sexual change or whatever, cut off their whatever, that demon's taken them. These men who are into pornography, people into pornography, that demon's got them. So our prayers, our ways of dealing with things have to be at another level, because right now, as God said, everything is supernatural.
Well, that was the message for today. And I do want to make mention of something that's very important. In America, they have a saying, my body, my choice. And what the Lord is letting us know is, yeah, you may have a choice, but there's spiritual ramifications for what you're doing with your body. He took me back to the book of Genesis, chapter 3, when God pronounced curses on Adam, Eve, and the serpent. And this is chapter 3 of Genesis, verse 15. And he says, and this is God speaking to the serpent, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So he's talking to Satan and saying, there's going to be a battle between you and the seed of women. People have taken this interpretation to mean the body of Christ with Israel. And sure, it does. However, in the time of Adam, there was no church. There was nothing but Adam and Eve, a man and a woman. So the curse was over the woman's body. And so the whole notion of my body, my choice, really does not apply in the realm of the spirit, other than putting you either on God's side or on the enemy's side. And then again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 says, for we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that which he has done, whether it be good or bad. So God is going to judge each of us over what we've done in this body. So may do what you want to do, but just know you have been forewarned. If you've enjoyed this message, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on what God is doing in these last days. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time. Thank you for being with us. You can catch our Sunday live broadcast weekly on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch our weekly podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our website, www.epicbooksandcafe.com. In addition, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate by Paula Matthews is available both at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Books. Thank you for being with us.